Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
Impossible or opportunity? The dad knew it was impossible. His son knew it was impossible since he had lived with it nearly all of his life. All of their family and friends knew it was impossible because they had seen the devastation. The disciples of Jesus even proved it was impossible. The son was plagued by a demon. In a last-ditch effort, the beleaguered dad brought his boy to the disciples of Jesus. But the disciples were stymied. The dad said to Jesus, "I begged your disciples to drive it out, but they could not." See Luke chapter 9, verses 37 to 43, and Mark chapter 9, verses 14 to 27. Jesus loves impossible situations. What seems impossible to humans is merely an opportunity for the greatness of God to be seen. Don't run from difficulties. Don't quake at the impossibilities. Don't try to solve the seemingly unsolvable on your own. Bring the impossible to Jesus. Jesus said to the dad, "Bring your son here." Jesus rebuked the impure spirit, healed the boy, and gave him back to his father. This is why Jesus loves it when we bring the impossible to him. God's glory is made abundantly clear. Luke records, "And they were all amazed at the greatness of God." The greater the difficulty, the greater the glory of God is seen in the deliverance. Don't throw in the towel on your situation. Don't throw up your hands in despair. Instead, bring your impossibility to the one who is never stymied, never at a loss, never too weak or too busy to meet your need. Bring it to Jesus and let him do what only he can do.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out craigtowens.com.